The first thing really is that Zeno Ibrahim in the South African governance is quite comprehensive, and it looks at different categories of governance in Africa, and the aim basically being to encourage the improvement of governance in Africa. And I think if you read through it, part of what is coming through when it comes to Zimbabwe, they are saying that Zimbabwe is being ranked as one of those countries that has improved. And I think, well, if you look, that has improved, especially if you look at it from 2011 to 2014 cumulatively, and the indices that they are using are showing some degree of improvements. And well, I mean, really, we would expect it from different angles. For example, even without implementation, you would understand that Zimbabwe has a new constitution from the era of the inclusive government. So even without proper delivery of what they wanted the inclusive government to deliver, Zimbabwe in 2014 was somehow different from Zimbabwe in 2008, for instance. So the inclusive government did move in terms of milestones and benchmarks towards the attainment of good governance and democracy and the rule of law in Zimbabwe. But I would be quick to point out that if this survey was to be done today, probably we have now gone back to where we were before these results were released, because 2015 represents quite a different picture in terms of a slide in economic development, a slide in civic participation in governance matters, a slide in the rule of law, the disappearance of Itai Dzamara, the continued crackdown on civic actors, etc. However, if we look at the period given, I think it's a fair assessment of the period given, meaning up to 2014. It is a fair assessment of how things have developed over the past 3-4 or so years.
In terms of consolidating and going back to where the country was before the unity government was disbanded, what can be done?
Well, really, one topmost is that you don't implement or you don't enact a constitution and implement it. A constitution being the supreme law of the land. In fact, the constitution of Zimbabwe embodies the aspirations of Zimbabweans in terms of the rule of law, in terms of good governance, in terms of economic prosperity, in terms of living in harmony and everything else. So the government of the day must implement the constitutional spirit, because you must understand that the moment we had a new constitution enacted, all other reforms that were being pursued through the benchmarks of the political agreement were transferred into this new constitution. So the new constitution is the embodiment of the reform process that was unfinished, the unfinished business that the inclusive government and the global political agreement could not finish. So I think the constitution is the major issue. Inside the constitution are issues around political reforms, are issues around reform of the judiciary, are issues around economic development, getting the economy straight, are issues around, if you look at probably section 17 or chapter 17, it speaks volumes about public finance management. So these are issues around transparency, issues around accountability, issues around holding the government to account, issues around the rule of law, issues around ensuring that citizens benefit from their own resources, etc. So I think the constitution is the embodiment of what we aspire to see as Zimbabweans. And if it is realigned, or if archaic laws are realigned with the new constitution, scraping of IPAS, scraping of POSA, realigning the Broadcasting Services Act and many other archaic legislations, and the constitution is implemented in letter and spirit, I think as Zimbabweans we would move from where we are today to a better level.
And there seems to be a lack of willingness on the part of government to do that. Why?
Because the constitution itself speaks to contestations of power. So ZANU-PF is known as a political party that is not willing to give up a space for contestation of power. They are not willing to be contested, or they are not willing to voluntarily give up power by ensuring that political reforms that are in the constitution are implemented. So it's going to be a big struggle for civic actors. It's going to be a big struggle for people's movements. It's going to be a big struggle for opposition political actors. It's going to be a big struggle for business, a big struggle for everybody who is interested in seeing Zimbabwe develop democratically and economically. ZANU-PF, as the government of today, will need to be pushed. They will not do this voluntarily. This is why they've taken 2 years or more since the enactment of the constitution to do anything about its implementation, particularly from the angle of ensuring that against legislation or legislation that is not in sync or with the new constitution or outravers the new constitution is really realigned to the new constitution. So it's a contestation of power. So the constitution views it as a new site of struggle, and it's going to be a big struggle for it to be implemented in letter and spirit, particularly by the ZANU-PF government.